Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. This is the morning show where you learn everything you need to know about attraction, relationships, dating, masculinity, the stuff men need to know to crush it in their dating game. Gentlemen, today I want to share an excerpt with you from The Man's Guide to Women. This book was written by John Gottman, Julie Schwartz Gottman, Douglas Abrams, and Rachel Carlton Abrams. And it's basically a primer to help men understand women. And that is actually a true assessment. I've read this book and it was very good. If you want to understand women better as like the idiot's guide to women, most men need that, then this book is very good for that. When I first read this book, I was a little concerned that there was some pedestalizing, some beta mentality stuff in it. I was a little concerned that some of the stuff I was reading was falling into that category. But in reading the entire thing, I realized that the truth is it's full of wisdom and that there is really no reason to consider anything in this book beta mentality. It's very alpha mentality to embrace the truths of human mating behavior, to embrace the truths of intergender dynamics, to embrace the truths about our masculine role in the great scheme of the human mating dance. And today I want to read a quote for you from this book that answers the question, the one thing all women look for in a man. What is the one all-important trait you must embody if you want to appeal to women? Listen, there are a lot of things, and I'm just going to read this for you. And this is a quote taken directly from the book. What is the number one thing that women are looking for in a man? Six-pack abs? Six-figure bank account? A tall, handsome man riding a white horse? No, no, and no. The number one thing that women look for is simply this: trustworthiness. That's right, trustworthiness. Now, before you go patting yourself on the back and putting this book down because you know that she knows that you are trustworthy, think again. Again, I'm still reading from the book here. Trustworthiness isn't just about whether or not you are a player or if you're in a long-term relationship, whether or not you've ever been unfaithful. Although those things are fundamental and important to trustworthiness, they are not enough. What trustworthiness looks like in dating and mating is this: you are who you say you are and do what you say you are going to do. It's about reliability, accountability, and showing up just as you are, but with good hygiene. Why is trustworthiness so important? It goes on. Why is this the quality that makes a woman's heart soar? Think about it. Throughout history, a woman's safety and well-being, as well as that of her children, have been dependent on her partner's trustworthiness. Gentlemen, the core masculine evolutionary mandate tells us that the purpose of man, the evolutionary purpose of man, is to generate resources, solve problems, and provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. And within that, implicit within that, is a need for us to be trustworthy, to be the types of men with integrity, to be the type of man who is who he says he is, who will do what he says he will do, who will stick to his commitments, stick to his principles, and will continue to show up for himself, for his tribe, for his circle, for his community, for his family, right? Now, nowadays, this is a sadly lacking thing in the world as a whole. And I'm not just talking about men here. I'm talking about women and men. The truth of the matter is that it is not an easy task to be a man and to stand up and say, I'm going to commit to, you know, this thing or this person or this direction, and then to stick with it until you either succeed or something, you know, causes you to go off course and change direction, something that gives you good reason to do that. Nowadays, a lot of people are chasing the willy-nilly chaos of their emotions. They're chasing the feelings. They want to feel happy, happy, happy all the time. Let me tell you, gentlemen, something. This will help you in your dating life, but this will also help you in your path to become a truly masculine, evolutionarily congruent, alpha mentality man, chasing happiness all the time, striving to become happy, making decisions based on what will make me happy. This is a failed errand. This is a failed mission. This is how beta mentality men live. And let me just explain what I mean by that. And this is so crucial. We should decide what we want. We should decide on our purpose. We should decide what our mission is. And you should choose a mission or a purpose that you believe is right, that sits well with your soul, and that will create a certain amount of happiness, right? But along the way, happiness is not going to be the only thing you find. You're going to find sorrow. You're going to find joy. You're going to find pleasure. You're going to find depression. You're going to find anxiety. You're going to find all kinds of negative things to balance out those positive things. And if our goal is happiness, we're going to keep chasing a fleeting marker post. We're going to keep chasing the little flickering fairy that may or may not be real, But if you chase the purpose, that is solid. That's something you can actually reach. That's something you can plot a course to by writing down your goals and then take steps to get there. And then on the course, you're just going to have to learn to deal with the negative stuff. You have to learn to be tough enough. We got to be tough, tough, tough out here, man. Tough as nails. We have to be the kind of men who are capable of staring down the predators and overcoming them. We have to be the types of men who are capable of fighting off the enemies that surround our encampment to keep our families safe. This could mean a lot of things. This could mean staying up late, working two jobs. This could mean taking responsibility for getting up in the middle of the night to change the baby's diaper. This could mean being willing to go to the gym every morning and again in the evenings instead of going out with your friends, instead of drinking, instead of partying, so that you can achieve that body that you know you should have, that you know you could have, but you've got a little flab instead and you want to fix it, but now you have a choice to make. What are you going to sacrifice to do it? It could be the difference between walking up to that attractive woman and having the courage to ask her for her number, or engaging in a whole bunch of halfway engagements but never going for the clothes and thus never giving it a shot to actually get a date. Gentlemen, we want to show up for ourselves in life. We want to show up brave and powerful. And when we do this for ourselves in life, this is also when we make the greatest contribution to our dating life, when we show up to our life and we interface with women and we show up bravely and powerfully and we put our best foot forward. And we walk with integrity when we show up as the person we want to be, congruent with our purpose, congruent with our mission, congruent with who we want to be, and we are right with our soul. This is when we're going to be at our most attractive, gentlemen. This is so important to understand, and this message is so lost nowadays as everyone is chasing happiness. Do not fall victim to this. Experiencing happiness is great. Enjoy it when it happens. You will experience a lot of it, I hope. But if we make that the goal, gentlemen, you're going to be chasing a fairy and your life is going to be chaotic and women are going to get non-masculine vibes from you and they're going to realize that you are not the kind of person they should invest in to build a family with. That is the blunt truth of it, gentlemen. And I want better for you than that. So stay the course, be men of integrity, show up trustworthy for yourself in life and demonstrate it to everyone who crosses your path. Let them know that you are the type of man who can be trusted to be congruent with yourself, with your soul, with your mission, with your purpose. To take care of the family, to generate resources and solve problems, to provide safety and security so that the tribe will thrive and move forward into the future. Gentlemen, that's all I've got for this one today. This is such a crucial, important message. I just wanted to get this out there today because it's so important. Go with grace. Never give up your power. I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. with another episode of Joshua Segafis in the morning. See you, gentlemen, on the next one.